ACC 大家好。
Welcome everybody. Okay, I'm going to attempt to use the English as well. So, thank you for allowing us to be here testifying. All right, 谢谢你给我们这个机会来向你们分享。Okay, 这个分享呢，我会用三个部分来分享。Okay, 是这样子的，我会自我介绍，然后感恩，然后最后我们会做一个见证。So I'm going to share in this way. All right, I'm going to first introduce myself and my wife, especially my family.Then I'm going to give thanks, and then later on, I'm going to give my testimony, all right? So stay with me, okay? So I'm going to try my best. So first, 自我介绍 I'm going to introduce myself with my family. I'm Terrence, and this is my wife, Grace, and we have three? No. We have two children, okay? 两个孩子两个女儿 I have two children, all right? Okay, so two daughters, one is 10, she justgot her birth. She just reached 10 yesterday, okay? She's 10 years old yesterday, and another one is 2, okay? Going to be 2. So, 我有两个孩子，两个女儿，对，现在说对了，两个女儿，一个是十岁，然后另外一个是两岁，一个十岁的呢，昨天刚刚她的生日过完 okay? So, 我们来自新加坡。We come from Singapore, right? It's a beautiful country. And the thing is, when I ask people, do you know where is Singapore, right? Most Americans will say, yeah, I know where is Singapore.It's from China or it's Taiwan? I say, oh yeah, that's right. So, 我在问这个美国这个朋友的时候，我说，你知道新加坡在哪里吗？他说，是啊，我知道在哪里，在中国或者在台湾。我说，yes and no, 是跟不是。Why? Because my grandfather is from China, all right? So, he do come from China, and therefore, yes, from China. But yes, also Taiwan, because he know the dialect, okay? 福建闽南话。所以呢，我的那个祖父呢，他不是祖父，公公对不对？公公他是来自中国，然后他讲闽南话，所以 yes to yes， 因为闽南话，台湾是用闽南话对不对？还用嘛对不对？所以 yes and yes， 所以我就是从这样子跟他们回答说，我来自新加坡，so that is about us， and then I want to share one thing， okay， I'm very moved by the video just now， okay， because。It's because of the gospel. 5 years ago, I asked, what is the gospel? All right, and that's why now I'm here studying in the seminary. Okay, and I'm very glad I'm here. 为什么我来到这里呢？因为我和我的家人相信呢，这个福音是很重要。五年前，我问一个很大的一个问题，就是什么是福音？什么是福音？所以现在我在那个神学院里面苦读，苦练这个神学。Okay.把这个福音装配好，然后可能回去或者在这里侍奉。Okay, so 这是我们的自我介绍。So 来到感谢，我要感谢呢这个教会，我要特别的感谢说张牧师李长老还有这个 Moses 他不在这里哦，我们来的时候我们的这个转变不容易 然后他们帮助了我们很多了来到这个教会。So I would like to especially thank Pastor Zhang Lee, Elder Lee, and Moses and his family for bringing us in successfully into the, I would say successfully, yeah, integrating us into the church successfully, all right? So I want to give thanks for that. So now I'm going to share about my testimony, so you have to bear with me, okay? 现在呢，我要做一个见证的一个分享，我要做一个很快的。哦，对，你先 okay, 这样子他对，我们说的时候是他先讲，然后我再说啊。So she will share first, then after that, I will follow suit. All right? Thanks.
可能让她讲了我，但我应该是没有什么时间可以讲了。OK， 我是叫 Grace 啊，中文名字是洁颖，可能大家都不知道，清洁的洁，颖字的颖。Yeah. OK， 我是第一次用中文分享见证了，所以可能有些词句说错了，大家请多多原谅。那我本身呢是就从小五六岁就跟父母亲到教会去。那时候是接着我阿姨的因为癌症过世，然后父母亲才有机会到教会去，然后认识上帝，听到福音认识上帝，然后就这样子，我跟我弟弟那时候还有我妹妹，我们就一起在教会成长。那么教会里面就是每个星期参加教会，然后参加退休营，就是成了我们的生活的一个 routine 啊，然后在教会听那个 Bible stories。认识到主耶稣基督， 然后那个福音的种子就这样子撒在我心里。那十二岁的时候呢，我们就接着了一个主日学的老师，然后透过他，然后 say the sinner's prayer， 我不知道中文 sinner's prayer 叫什么，觉知祷告。然后在十七岁那年呢，就受洗，然后正式成为。所以一直以来就是在教会，从青年的时期就有开始服侍，在 youth ministry， 在敬拜团，然后也参加那个教会的那个青年团的一些小组，就是直接到了上大学的时期，我才发现自己的生命比较有改变，有更新。因为上大学的时期就参加了 crusade， 那时候我们是叫 campus crusade， 校园团契还是校园团契 crew 学员团契，然后在那时就开始就是比较鼓起勇气 passion 去evangelize， 去传福音。因为本身我是一个很内向的人啊，我不大跟他完全不一样了，就是不大会有勇气去跟别人交谈或跟陌生人交谈。所以在大学的时期发现就是说自己的灵命呢有比较大的改变，growth spiritual growth， 有通过那个 crew then the Bible study discipleship， 还有通过那个 evangelism， 然后更加认识上帝。所以就是在我本身在整个可以说从青年到成年都感谢上帝，就是自己的围绕着我有一群好朋友，在教会里面好朋友，在学校里面的 crew 的好朋友，还有我家人，他们也认识主，所以他们一直支持我，然后一直帮助我，鼓励我，就是面对生活上的挑战。OK， 下一段呢，我要 share 的是，我可以先用英文来讲，可能中文可能表达的不太好，会误导别人。所以下一段是 What I understand about the gospel and God. Yeah, I've always maintained a determined, diligent, and striving mentality. I will plan ahead and strive to achieve my goals. So being in control and performance driven are what fill me and satisfy. So I've always tried to project a positive and upright image about myself. Okay, to many people, these seem like good virtues to have and components of a very productive and efficient human being. Okay, however, this mentality can lead to undesired affectations over my job, over my children, my relationships with people, even my ministry in church, my manner of serving in church. So in reality, I think God showed me that there is a lot of self-seeking and self-serving, you know, in this whole way where I live my life. Yeah, so because of my self-sufficiency mentality, dependence on God and prayer have also taken a back seat. I seem to be trusting my own solutions rather than looking to God to expand my faith. Yeah, 希望大家听得懂的意思。对。So in the last few years in my journey of rediscovering the gospel truth and God's redemption plans, I've learned to search and question the motivations of my heart. So are the pursuits of my life in line with God's plan and destiny for me? Am I yearning more for the gifts of life rather than seeking for the giver of life? So to me, I may think that my career of 15 years, actually I'm quite old, financial stability and achievements and comfort are what I'm entitled to. But God reminded me that I'm just a sinner, only deserving of his wrath, and yet he lavished his grace by drawing me out of darkness and into his kingdom, and sparing me from the penalty of spiritual death. So all these earthly possessions can never bring me absolute security and joy. God wants me to make him my ultimate delight, not just during times of success and victories, but more so during times of crisis and uncertainties. Yeah. So this is what I have learned through the gospel journey, discovering the gospel journey through the past few years. And even more so, 这次上帝也带领我们本身还有我们一家人到美国这里来，所以也是一个我觉得很大的对我来讲说是一个很大的考验，还有学习的机会，就是让我能够放下我自己的就是过去很熟悉的环境，很舒适的那种生活，还有很还有事业，还有在就是教会的侍奉，然后来到这个新的地方，然后能够全心全意的去就是学习他的话语，然后去听从他的旨意啊，就是让他带领我，就是在一个新的环境，有新的挑战， 然后学习怎么去依靠他了。嗯，也就是这是我的分享，谢谢大家。
Okay, so this is going to be my testimony. 接下来是我自己的那个见证，我会从三个部分来见证，就是说我成为基督徒之前的怎么样子，然后第二部分呢，就是上帝怎么使用他的方法来带领我回去他自己那边，然后第三是我对福音的这个理解和现在的理解，对，这个理解 ，OK。So I'm going to share in three parts. What I was like before I became a Christian. Then I'm going to share what and who God used me. Who and what God used to bring me back to himself. And then thirdly, I'm going to share about what I understood and understand about the gospel now. Okay, so first. So 我成为基督徒之前是怎么样子的？我是从一个敬拜这个偶像跟这个祖先的家庭长大。So I grew up in a family that worships Chinese idols, all right, and ancestry worship. So I grew up detesting, in fact, always all irrational ways of worship. So 我在长大的时候呢，我就很憎恨这种我觉得很不合理的那个方式的那个敬拜跟崇拜哦，呀，拜这些祖先啊，拜这个偶像啊。然后因此我长大的时候，我很怀疑这个宗教。So when I grew up from this family, all right, hating and disliking all the irrational worship, I became very cynical, very skeptical about religion. And because of that, I grew up soaking the narrative of, and the grand narrative of sciences, right, that are more appealing to me, that are more rational, more noble in many ways, because it explained everything of the whole new universe, so I thought. 所以我在长大的时候呢，在我就是觉得科学的这个见解，在这个宇宙方面的那个了解啊，还有他的知识啦、啊，怎么比较合理啦、啊，比较高尚一点，就是觉得哇，科学会比较好哦。说，但是呢，我对家里的这个混乱的很混乱的情形呢，我觉得很失望，所以而且我知道我自己的那个希望哦。已经不是在这些我相信的东西了，就是科学方面。So when I was growing up, I was really disappointed because of my chaotic situation in my family. So I wish that I was never born, or I would never, I would be, no, or I would be born somewhere else. 所以我真的很希望我生长在另外一个家庭的地方啊，或就是生在另外一个地方这样子。所以我在长大的时候，我觉得我自己 very low self-esteem. I got very low self-esteem and all the people around me. That led me to be very self-conscious, very self-centered, very greedy, angry, needing to win people's affirmation. 所以我在那个环境的生长情况啊，还有家人啊，全部人都是不对的，而且对我有害。这使我非常的自以为是哦，而且在我心中呢，我有点忧愁，而且有时我还要允许别人的肯定，这是一个后果啦。OK， 所以，但是呢，大约在我6到10岁的时候，上帝就用了一位很亲切的那个阿姨，我的阿姨，他们三其中有一，他就带我去。这个 all right, 就是 I was young at about 6, 10, three of my aunties and to review. In a turn of event at about age 11, I very naively set out to prove that God and the Bible is totally false, right? There's no such thing as God, right? If the Bible is false, then God is no longer there. 所以我就很这个 naive 的，就是很天真的说，在11岁的时候，那个时候我就说，如果我可以把这个圣经说推翻掉的话，这样就没有就没有神了嘛。所以我就很这个天真的说去查询怎么去推翻这个圣经，但是呢，就是因为这样子，我圣经本身就查询的当中哦，就 prove itself is right. Other than all the miracles, 就是除了这个神迹以外啊，全部的东西其实在历史上圣经真的是发生过了。So naively, I tried to set out to disprove the Bible, but in the end, ironically, right, that landed me into deep trouble because I was more convicted than ever by the gospel. And also, as I was trying to fight against religion, for some reason, I ended up with the occult, all right? I won't go into long with that. 在我这个过程当中呢，很奇怪的，很奇妙的，就是我很反对宗教，可是最后呢，我自己也本身陷入了这个occult. What is the occult? 邪教，对，邪教，蛮邪的，对，So, anyway, 我挣扎了很久，最后我就是说从这个科学啦，历史啦，这个 philosophy, which is 哲学啊，全部都就是很多矛盾，很多东西都不行了。最后呢，我还是向这个真神说了一句话：神啊，你可以带我，带领我们，给我一个奇迹，或者一个记号也好，什么都好，就是 you show me that you are God yourself, and I will believe you. All right. So I was in deep trouble. I was in the occult, and finally I surrendered. After I tried to pursue religion, sciences, philosophy, everything doesn't work. So I just prayed to the one true God, and I said, God, please show me a sign. And he did, all right? 神真的是给我一个奇迹. Oh, okay. That was my elder daughter, all right? 那个是我,她已经长大了,10岁了,会跟我讲话. 所以, okay, so anyway, I will hurry up. And in the end, I did come to God, and I attend church and everything, all right? He also graciously got me out of the occult. 最后呢,上帝真的是对我很好,他就把我带进了这个教会,然后就是脱离了那个邪教. Okay, 但是呢,我在这个在上这个教会的当中,我已经在教会里面大约有差不多20年了,可是我还是觉得有一点迷惑,而且有点失望。 因为呢，我最后发现到我还是为了我自己而活，为了自己的信仰而争取哦。是5年前我才发现到，哎，里面有一点我的信心里面信仰里面有一点问题，所以我去重新的在发掘怎么是福音。在这个发掘的当中呢，我就碰到了这个刚好就是碰到了这个恩典城市的一些 神学家，还有一些牧道者，还有一些，就是这样子的，就是慢慢的再去探讨到一个时候呢，我跟他们，我在其实教会嘛，还是老教会，就是跟我是，我就跟他们说了重新探讨，什么是真正的服事，跟什么是真正的敬拜，这些我全部都要再学过，所以我就来到这里，所以我在看那个影片的时候，我心里有一个很大的感动。4年前我去了这个恩典城市。 一大群人，差不多10000人，1000000的华人，1000000的全部的兄弟姐妹，他们唱歌的时候，就好像在天国的天使一般的唱，用心的唱，用爱的唱。我多希望我们在这个世上有这种教会，能够有这样的信心。 能够有这样真正的诚恳，而且服侍，所以呢，我就跟我太太上这个带领呢，我们会，所以我就来到你们当中，谢谢你们大家听我讲，而且我在 I'm still thinking about my child now, okay, here because Christian for almost 20 over years was wrong. I was still self motivated. I was very coming out right from me, and I realized that I just happened to interact with those people who's coming from Grace to City. And I attended a meeting in Hong Kong that was about 10,000 people, Chinese from everywhere, some of the missionaries, some of Americans as well. Everybody was there. They were singing their hearts out. And they are using very ordinary hymns. The first hymn already got me moving and crying because that was the church that I envisioned for on earth, right? I know that that will come to pass in the future when we all will be in heaven, but I long to have such a church on earth. And that's why God led us to here, to this church, and I hope that we can serve the church while the time we are here. So, thank you very much for listening to me and my testimony. 感谢大家的这个用心跟这个，我看有用心啦，耐心啊，比较耐心的听我们讲的分享。谢谢你，大家，谢谢大家。